One morning, the hamster we were keeping for some friends escaped and got into the squirrel cage fan of our furnace. The furnace kicked in, giving Hammy a ride that would beat anything at an amusement park. When I tried to help it, it tried to bite me. Finally, with leather gloves, I was able to place it back in its cage. People get into trouble too, and while God tries to bring them back to a place of safety and comfort, they kick and fight and try to bite the hand of the one who is trying to preserve them. Did you know that God has your best interest in mind? I'm quoting the Apostle Paul now. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Maybe you got stoned last night until you passed out, or cheated on your spouse, and the guilt is driving you up the side of the machine shed. God will forgive you if you ask. He longs to bring you back to the place of comfort. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. And welcome to Hour 2 of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on America's Freedom. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are archived on the station website, 1360KHNC.com. Okay, now I'm going to go with the second hour. In the first hour, I was talking about the standoff. Wikipedia, its definition of the Mexican standoff, which we are here in America right now, standoff between two parties. Confrontation where no strategy exists that allows any party to achieve victory. Anyone initiating aggression might trigger their own demise. Are the Democrats going to trigger their own demise? At the same time, the parties are unable to extract themselves from the situation without either negotiating a truce or suffering loss. Maintaining strategic tension until one of those, and here it talks about three or potential organic outcomes, occurs, or else some outside force intervenes. God willing, he will intervene. Somehow God is going to have to intervene in this election next week because news everywhere is that there's going to be civil war. Eventually, probably yes. Right now, I'm not sure it's the time. But this election could trigger civil war. But unless some outside force intervenes, like God himself, we are doomed for hardship ahead of time. I think the hardship is coming next year in the summer, but I don't think that hardship that I'm referring to is called tribulation that Christ referred to in the book of Matthew, a seven-year period of hardship. The last 3.5 years being extreme, unbearable hardship. But we're not there yet. So our prayers should be, Lord Jesus, intervene, and you can mediate according to your will what is to happen so that there is no civil war. Out of the Gateway Pundit, Bill Gates is ordered to stand trial in the Netherlands in November over these COVID vaccine injuries. A Dutch court has ruled that billionaire and global vaccine proponent Bill Gates will face trial in the Netherlands over his involvement in misleading the public about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines. The Defender reports, the case brought forward by 7 plaintiffs who claim to have suffered vaccine injuries, marking a significant blow to Gates, who has been a key figure in pushing COVID-19 vaccination efforts worldwide. According to the Dutch newspaper, De Telegraph, the plaintiffs filed a lawsuit last year naming Gates as one of 17 defendants, along with former Dutch Prime Minister and current NATO Secretary Mark Rutte, members of the Dutch government's COVID-19 outbreak management team, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, and the Dutch state itself. Gates is one of the experts who made several claims about the COVID experimental vaccines. 1, that the vaccine would stop transmission. 2, you could quit wearing a mask. 3, the vaccinated would not get sick. 4, the vaccinated were not going to die. The plaintiffs argue that Gates through his involvement with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum. They were involved in a far-reaching agenda, refer to it as the Great Reset Project, which sought to exploit the global crisis in order to implement sweeping societal changes under all under the guise of combating the pandemic. According to the lawsuit, and this condenses it, this really just condenses it. According to the lawsuit, the agenda included pushing vaccines that were known to be unsafe. Plaintiffs claim they were deceived into taking these dangerous injections, and the consequences have been devastating. Physical and mental injuries have allegedly plagued them since receiving the vaccine. One of the seven plaintiffs has reportedly died since the initial filing, leaving six others to carry on the fight against Gates and his cohorts. These ordinary Dutch citizens whose identity have been redacted from the court documents say they trusted the vaccine narrative and are now paying the price. And I'll say this, that the research intensified from the initial beginning campaign to terrorize the people of the world about this supposed virus. And the research has really gone to a new level. Research in what? They are saying they're researching the COVID-19, the virus, are trying to find, you know, remedies, how to counteract it. Well, no, the research is to find even more efficient ways to depopulate. One thing about the COVID vaccinations with men, they become sterile. One thing with the COVID vaccines, with vaccinations with women, it's all documented, is the miscarries. It was a miscarry. Birth control. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
with the matter of the vaccinations and the vaccines and the research, the new everything that is being found out, the different ingredients or whatever that was in these vaccinations, graphene oxide, and probably things we still don't to this day know about, every kind of nanotechnology with more and more evidence coming out that they have found ways to, if you have been vaccinated, you are no longer only Homo sapien, the DNA of Adam and Eve. You are now considered to be, you have an additional DNA. So you have your original DNA, and now you have you're carrying a second. So you are no longer just Homo sapien. You are like, there's a Todd Callender. He's an attorney studying vaccinations that were given to the military, those in the military back in 2002 to 4 and beyond probably. And Todd Callender, there's a term, Homo Borg Genesis, meaning that these men that were in the military, or the individuals, the military personnel, men and women, they were given these new vaccinations. The Army actually brought the term Homo Borg Genesis. These people are not considered to be Homo sapien only. They are considered to be Borgs. An additional species is in them. What that species is different. Different species of different DNA from different creatures. Homo Borg Genesis. And this is what Christ said would happen in the time before he comes. The appearance of Christ, the beginning, the reality that Christ's return is evident, or is made, brought into the minds of the people internationally, I guess you could say began to a great degree with World War I. It's more intricate than that, but with World War I, it was a world war. And the Christian people that knew Matthew chapter 24, wars, well, this was a world war. And with that, they started having the thought, wow, this is a sign of Christ's coming. There are wars, international wars. And with World War II, that really began to cause the Christian believers in America, in the evangelical churches especially, to have a realization, these are signs of Christ's coming. When Israel became a nation, that was basically the neon light on the wall being turned on. This is an absolute sign that Christ is coming. Israel has been non-existent for 1900 years. Now Israel exists again. That was a neon sign being plugged in. And then from 1948, the continuing wars in the Middle East were more evidence that Christ's coming is near. One of the other signs, a major sign, is technology with the computer. In the 70s, there was the Christian community, the evangelical churches that studied prophecy, there was what they called the beast computer. I think it was in Europe. Where was that beast computer? They called the computer 666. This was another sign. Was it in, where was it? A beast computer. And they called that computer, it had been titled 666. All these signs evident everywhere, like you have signs of a mice in your home, signs everywhere. They leave little, you know, they leave their calling card every place, on your windowsill, under your refrigerator, behind the, you know, dryer, behind the washer. They just, these little things, it's what they do. It's what they do. They leave their calling cards everywhere. But the signs are evident. With all these signs that are taking place, one of the signs is transhumanism. Changing what is made perfect by God, mankind, with everything needed to survive viruses, disease, and you alter what is perfect, Homo sapien, into another creature. A creature with dual DNA structures. With the tests, the swabs up the nose, they introduce the, I've talked about this before, in those swabs, they had the DNA of the green fly. And they tried to get it up into that area around, high in the sinus, around the brain. And the purpose was to add DNA of another species to the people that had those swab tests. It wasn't about testing for virus. Had nothing to do with that. It was to add something to the DNA of individuals, to their structure. So that they're not human, they are human plus some DNA of a fly. The movie back in the 80s, The Fly. The Fly, and I forget the, what was the guy's name that played? Eventually, he went into a chamber. They were going to do something to change his DNA. And there was a fly in the chamber. They went through a cycle, not knowing that the DNA of the fly ended up in his DNA, and he began to morph from human to a fly, called him Brundlefly. Trying to think of the actor. It'll come to me. But this is no joke. And this has been Satan's plan from the beginning, to take human being, take man, and turn man into God. And through genetic changes, man will live forever. Man will evolve from human to human plus deity, and from human to deity, to deity without human nature. This has always been the plan of Satan. It was the plan at the time of Noah, where angels fall that had fallen, that had rebelled with Satan, with Lucifer. They eventually decided that they're angelic. They are powerful, intelligent, and they wanted to mate with women. The women were so beautiful. And so they left their sphere of power to become mortal and mate with women, and the children become what the Bible calls Nephilim. Nephilim, half angel, half God. There, and that was at the time of Noah. Well, science, the medical world, the military world of the societies of the world, They read these stories in the Bible and they think, well, maybe we can do that again. Maybe we can take these creatures and we can, these angels can once again begin to mate with mankind, and we will have their offspring, the Nephilim. Well, they found these giants, and they've taken the DNA of giants. And I know I talked about this 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I have the research and the papers. And they've taken this ancient DNA of these giants, and they have been putting every kind of DNA from Neanderthal man before Adam. Neanderthal man. Before Adam existed, there was another race of some type of creatures. And they have found these creatures and they have taken that DNA and put it into... They've introduced it through vaccinations into people. And I believe, I remember the articles I had done the program on, it is in some of the vaccinations that were given during the time of COVID. It's not unbelievable, because it's what these people, I call them the children of Frankenstein, taking whatever's available and trying to create something that never existed, which is what the Bible says. Mankind would have the ability at some point to take what exists and create things that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. Like you take the fern of a plant and you inject that DNA of a fern into a spider. I've seen these spiders. They look like they have fern leaves on their back. They're half spider with the DNA of the fern leaf. And they don't have little hairs. They have little tiny leaves side by side, creating something that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. The desire of man to be God. And this is more and more evident daily. Mankind has a fascination with the occult, with another world, with the another dimension. They have a fascination with that dimension and the power in that dimension, and these things, these entities, these very intelligent, invisible, living spirits, and they want to break through stargates, I'll use that term, or portals. They want to be able to flow back and forth into that dimension and back into the physical, from the physical to the invisible to the physical. They want to do that, and they have been learning how to do that with the help of these intelligent beings that live in that other dimension. It was forbidden by God. But no matter what is foreboding by God, it is. Mankind is not going to listen, not going to take God's counsel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
And the dawning of the age of Aquarius is an age of change, a change of awareness spiritually, awareness of God within, the God within mankind. And it is the awareness that there is man has no need for God. There is no need for man to know God because man is God. This is the age of Aquarius, the age of a new change, a spiritual change that would occur starting in the 60s and every decade moving forward in new technology, in the DNA. We begin to map DNA. One thing we're looking for is the gene or the whatever you want to call it that gives us eternal life. Because at one time, Adam and Eve, prior to the fall in the Garden of Eden, they would have lived forever. There would have been no death. But through disobedience, sin came into the world and death with it. And they're looking for the gene that causes death. They're trying to find that in the DNA. They're trying to find that one minute gene. They want to identify it because if they can eliminate it, man can live forever. And when man can live forever, man becomes God. They're going to find it. They're going to find a way, according to the book of Revelation, where man is going to become immortal. And once that happens, those who are immortal begin, they wish now for death. They beg to die. In the movie, The Fly, Brundlefly, eventually he begins to turn into a fly, and it's too late. And he starts losing fingers and everything. And he becomes a completely different creature. These people that finally achieve immortality, they will be another creature. They will long for death. And it says death runs from them. It runs away. It sprints away. It doesn't come near them. With this type of technology, I began with this article about in the Netherlands, they're going to begin trial. Gates is going to stand trial for all that he's done with the what happened in COVID. This is one of hundreds of many, how do I put this? This is just one of many things that Gates is involved with. He's involved with things that we're not even knowledgeable about. We don't know about presently. And it says that he's attempted to evade the Dutch justice jurisdiction and by claiming that as an American citizen, he should not be subject to legal proceedings in the Netherlands. The court rejected the argument. October 16, 2024, the Leeuwarden District Court announced that it does indeed have jurisdiction to hear the case against Gates. Billionaire was represented in court by an attorney from Pelricken, but did not attend the September 18th hearing in person. His legal team's defense crumbled when the court ruled in favor of the plaintiffs. Is there going to be a trial for him? Is he going to be eventually prosecuted? Is there going to be justice? I'll tell you right now, no, there won't be. He's untouchable. I'll tell you some of the names of people that are untouchable. They can't be touched. They can't be prosecuted. Not in this lifetime. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Soros, and family, Anthony Fauci, Schwab, and family. These people are untouchable. They can't be prosecuted. I read an article 8 years ago by an individual that has studied the Constitution and the laws in Congress concerning prosecution of presidents, senators, these individuals, these type of people in politics. They are, he found they are exempt from prosecution. Gates is exempt because he just won't step or set foot in any country. He would never go to the Netherlands. They'd arrest him and they would keep him there till the court case was done. So he knows better. Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, could never be prosecuted. We don't believe that, but I read the whole article. It was lengthy, and I could see the individual. He went point by point why these individuals are exempt from the laws of our government and international courts. Because they're American. Now, if they were just, let's say, German, that would be different. But because they are American politicians, they are exempt. And I didn't like it, but I understood it. There will be justice, but it'll be Christ when he returns, if he doesn't take them into fire ahead of time.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from that love. "For I am sure," Paul says, "that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
And the name of the individual that played the fly was Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
I put a spell on you.
That is 1986.
Because you're mine.
That's what they have been. That's what they have been doing. And Bill Gates is untouchable. Because
I said, oh, watch out. I
he has a place in the future with Barack Obama. Eventually, it was Bill Gates that not only working with pharmaceutical companies, bio research companies, virology, all of that, but with data, with zeros and ones. And it is Bill Gates who, he's in the Bible. Bill Gates is in the Bible with Barack Obama. And, you know, again, I'm going to document this here on the October 28, Hour 2 program of The Present Truth here in 2024, that Gates is an exceptional individual. He is, you can't say he's intelligent or brilliant. He's way beyond that. Way, way beyond what you would consider brilliant. I don't know how to, I'm trying to be careful. In Revelation chapter 13, read that chapter. There are two individuals in that chapter. One is called the first beast, the second the called the second beast. And the second beast performed miracles in the sight of the first beast. And these miracles that are performed are the most sophisticated forms of what we term technology, or weapons, more sophisticated than we can even imagine. Technology that is not like a, you know, a tank shooting a bullet or a shell out of the barrel. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about technology that takes what is in the atmosphere and creates hurricanes, tornadoes. It can remove moisture from a region hundreds, 500 miles in each direction, so that weather patterns, naturally, that would, the moisture that would come into these patterns to bring moisture to that area, there, either the moisture goes over the top or around, but doesn't take the normal route. This is the kind of technology. And here, just this weekend, the NCAR in Boulder, Colorado, came out and stated that there is no such thing as we do not have the ability to do any modification of weather. They came right out and stated that. We cannot manipulate, we cannot maneuver weather. We've been experimenting, but there's no such thing as weather warfare 2025. We can't steer a hurricane, we can't create a hurricane. We can't destroy a hurricane. So now the campaign of lies begins once again. The Bible says it's true. The Bible says it exists. And one of the individuals who helped in the process to make it happen was Bill Gates. In the process with vaccinations, Bill Gates. With synthetic parasites, Bill Gates. His hand is in the Defense Department, DARPA, intelligence agencies. He has more access to security clearance areas than Henry Kissinger. Kissinger had security clearance, I mean, unbelievable. The clearance that he had, the places he could go, the things he could view, the things he could see or view and hear and discuss, but not like Bill Gates. This individual is different. Really. The Bible says that in Matthew 16 that the gates of hell will not prevail against the builded church. And Bill Gates, he knows it. He is really an individual that his name gives it all away. Bill Gates. Bill Gates of hell. And he doesn't care. Nothing is going to stick to him. There's only... his future is just beginning. He's just been employed to do evil in the world. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
And tonight at 6 to 7 this evening on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, the first hour is played once again for the radio audience. And the programs are archived on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So, this individual, Bill Gates, he's in Revelation 13, in my view, in my studies. He's the second beast. He's the one that somehow is involved with overseeing an image that must be worshipped. He is an individual that oversees a process, digital currency, where you, if you don't worship this coming beast, take a number of the name, or have the mark of the beast, you can't buy and you can't sell. Somebody has to do that. Somebody has to take care of this system, this vehicle, a financial vehicle, a cashless society, a cashless system. And I feel that individual, there's only one individual in the world that has that ability. One person. Bill Gates. He's the only one that can, that has the insight and the way to put this together. And he was positioned in the computer world. He was positioned there. He didn't finish college by forces, other forces not of this world. That's the only way I can phrase it. But he has the ability, and he knows the way, and he has the connections with that other world to put this system in place and to make it work. It doesn't work presently. The digital world that people talk about is not functioning perfectly yet. They've made advances, but God is holding their ability to perfect this system. He's keeping them. He's holding it. It's in His hands. He's not going to allow it to come alive until the right time. And Vladimir Putin and the BRICS countries, they are also working feverishly to get their system activated as a protection for the system of what's coming to the United States of America. I'm done for today. Join me tomorrow, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. Just visit tomorrow.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.